The leaders of these seven major industrialized countries, plus Russia, are gathering in the Italian coastal city of Genoa for today's opening of their annual summit. At the top of the agenda is the troubled state of the world economy, along with the problems created by growing third world debt. One of the G8 leaders' first acts today will be the approval of a $1 billion global fund to fight AIDS. The summit is being held amid unprecedented security. Tens of thousands of anti-globalization protesters have descended on Genoa, trying to disrupt the three-day meeting. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is in Genoa. Italian security...
I'm right now in a large square where there's a big potential confrontation here between police and demonstrators. There's a very large contingent of demonstrators on one side of about 100-yard stretch of wire mesh barricades. They are beating objects, plastic bottles and things like that, against the mesh. On the other side, we have about three phalanxes of police, full riot gear. They've got their plastic shields up. They've got their gas masks ready to fire tear gas. There's water cannons right up close to the barricades. It's very tense. We have reports that there's been some incidents elsewhere, that there's been tear gas, that the police have fired tear gas, that there have been some water cannons, there have been clashes. Some of the demonstrators have beaten up police, stolen TV cameras. Apparently they broke into a post office and trashed it. There have been a couple of cars that have been destroyed. These are the reports I'm hearing. I haven't seen it, but this is what we hear.
What kind of security operation do the Italians have?
This is an unbelievably huge security operation. They have created something called the Red Zone, a 1.5 square mile exclusion zone where most of the G8's venue is essentially. It's what's taking place is inside that Red Zone, and it's where it's along the harbor where there are the ships that delegates and the world leaders are going to be staying at, also the hotel that's been commandeered for President Bush. It's all been sealed by these iron barricades, and there are something like 18,000 police and armed forces officers patrolling the city. It's the 60% of the population of Genoa is believed to have left town. It's the inside the Red Zone. It's really a ghost town almost, apart from this huge security operation. Some people might say it looks like there's been a coup d'etat and martial law has been installed.
There's all this attention on security and the protesters. What about the summit?
Well, the summit began today at noon. It's taking place inside the Ducal Palace. On the agenda, there are, of course, economic issues in particular today. The leaders are expected to announce the creation of a global fund for help, development, aid and for the developing countries and to combat AIDS. Tomorrow, Russian President Vladimir Putin will also arrive. There will be other issues on the agenda, but they're all pretty much issues on which there's a lot of disagreement. We'll have to see whether they will be able to make compromises and reach some sort of concrete results, or whether the demonstrators really take the stage here in the next 2 days.
And are those demonstrators going to get anywhere near the summiteers?
Well, they're maybe, about half a mile is about as close as they've gotten so far. They haven't been able to break through any of these barricades so far.
NPR's Silvio Poggioli in Genoa.